Okay, the meeting of January 5th, 2017 is called to order. I don't hear a phone. Hey.
Not mine.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Anybody?
Oh, second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the minutes for November 3rd, 2016 and December 5th. No.
No.
Amy wasn't here. She will be abstaining from the December 15th. So the November 3rd, 2016, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Now on to December 15th, 2016. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Communications for information. Do we have any this evening?
There are none this evening.
Thank you. Oh, the sound. Actions on matters still pending, new business.
Chair Heller, those items are listed there just to remind you of those upcoming hearing dates.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing. There are none this evening. Civil Service Coordinator report. Do we have any additional information?
None this evening.
Human Resource Director report and request. Ms. St. Germain.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. Thank you. Okay, I will stand back. Wow.
So glad they fixed it.
I know.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Thank you, Council. Okay, no, that's good. So I approved two requests for list extensions and three requests to abolish a list. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Try that.
Okay. Is that better? That's the podium mic, so let's do a little bit more. Okay. Is that good? Okay, perfect. Okay, I will speak loud. Okay, that's great. Thank you. So I approved two requests for list extensions and three requests to abolish a list. The first list extension I approved is for a customer service representative, and it was for a two-month extension through February 28th, 2017. The original list was established in December of 2015, and it was an open list. There were originally 406 people on the list, 166 Tacoma residents. Six people were hired from the list, two were Tacoma residents, and 15 temporaries were also hired from the list. Eight people requested to be removed. So currently on the list are 392 people. There's 162 Tacoma residents, and estimated positions to be filled over the life of the list are 10. The request for the list extension was so that the new announcement can be opened during there's a women's leadership conference for women in non-traditional careers at the Hotel Murano in Tacoma on March 8th, 2017. So that is the reason why they wanted the extension, so that we can actually do some outreach at that career fair. The second list extension that I approved was for a senior environmental technician, a promotional list, and the request was for a one-year extension. So this was established also in December of 2015, and There were five people originally on the list, one Tacoma resident, three were hired from the list, and then two are currently on the list, one Tacoma resident. So this also, there were three employees that were promoted from this list in 2016, and additional opportunities may become available this year, and this list is also used for setup purposes when someone is working at the higher level, so we extended this for one more year.
Madam Director?
Yes.
Am I working?
You're working.
On the second list, actually, if I may, I had a question about the first list. I'm just assuming that that four people who asked to be removed from the list were City of Tacoma residents. That's what it looks like by the numbers.
You mean for the customer service representative?
Mm-hmm. So the number of people requested to be removed from the list was 8.
Right.
And so we know that there are now 162 people of City of Tacoma residents on the list. So trying to find the whereabouts of those people, is that, so I'm guessing, assuming that four of them asked to be removed from the list?
Yeah, it appears that way with the math that I'm doing as you're talking as well.
Yeah, well, that's disappointing, but again, I'm glad to see the city at the Women's Leadership Conference in Non-Traditional Careers at the Murano. On the second list, I had a perfectly good question.
You talked yourself right out of it.
And I talked myself around it. Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
Let me get back to you on that.
We'll hold that aside.
Thank
for you.
Thank you.
So then I approved three requests to abolish lists. The first one was the senior buyer. And that was an open list. There were 22 people on the list originally. For
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
I'm so sorry. Can I get you back up to the second list again?
There we go.
To the senior environmental technician. You know, I'm curious here about this list is for current City of Tacoma and Tacoma Public Utilities employees, and you know, so to be promoted and or setup purposes, you have to be on this list. You know, I'm just curious about people who are not on this list. Are there people excluded? So we have employees who are not on this list, who are fall into that category?
Yes, the nature of these lists are if you have the opening for the list, and we'll talk about that in our study session a little bit of the different lists and how long they're open. If you're not on the list, then you're not eligible for setups, and you're not eligible for promotion. So that is
the way
it works.
Okay, thank you.
So the list abolishment request that I approved for a senior buyer, this was the department for the senior buyer. This is in the finance department in the purchasing office. They have hired three candidates from the list, and this does require candidates with experience and high-level understanding of senior buyer responsibilities. So their assessment of management was that although the candidates met the minimum qualifications, the remaining candidates on this list have been reviewed several times and weren't selected for interviews. So, and there is a senior buyer that is retiring effective in March. So this recruitment starting now would allow time for a new list and then the temporary double fill for the senior buyer for cross-training. So I approve the request for that. The second list abolishment request that I approved was for IT analyst senior technical, senior systems administrator. This also was an open list established in August. It expires August of this year. There were 16 people originally on the list, 3 City of Tacoma residents, and no one has been hired from the list. The rationale from the department was the 16 candidates were reviewed by the information technology department, and of the 4 who were interviewed, 2 were contacted by the department to fill a vacancy. 1 declined the offer, and the other one was not interested any longer. So they've exhausted the current candidate list, and they have requested that the list be abolished, so they'll be going out to establish a new list. And then 3rd list abolishment request that I approved for a program development specialist in the Community Services Division and Neighborhood and Community Services. This was also an open list. It was established May of last year. There were 57 people originally on the list, 19 Tacoma residents, 2 were hired from the list, and there are currently 55 people on the list, 19 Tacoma residents. This department had requested the abolishment as they looked at the eligible list to fill 3 vacancies, and they actually reviewed all 57 candidates. 2 have concluded in the hiring of new employees. 1 is currently going through the selection process. So they've determined that the remaining applicants don't align with the business needs for the Community Services Division. And so there are 2 new positions that have been identified, and they want to fill the positions without delay. So they've abolished this list and are establishing another list.
Board Member Sexton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Moving back from the bus. Madam Director, you know, it just, I think it's ironic, isn't it? Neighborhood and Community Services, here's a list where we have 19 City of Tacoma residents, and we don't like any of them. You know, I'm really disappointed there. It really seems like Neighborhood and Community Services really seems like, you know, that would be some place where, you know, some, you know, knowledge of the neighborhood and the community would really be a benefit, you know, someone, you know, say perhaps a resident, you know. I don't know. I don't know what the business needs are, you know, so be it. But these numbers are, you know, disappointing to me. Thanks.
So that concludes my report. There are 2 action items for your approval, and the first one is a request for a temporary extension. I'll have Rodney Croston, the HR analyst, speak to this. Hopefully that might work.
Oh, you're in.
We'll try, and if not, we can.
It is well worth the shot. Go ahead.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and I'm here with Christy Valdez, Conservation Supervisor.
Oh.
It's on. That's okay. So we're here tonight to request an extension of a temporary office assistant. Can't hear me. I'm here. Can you hear me now? It's got a volume, so we'll just keep adjusting up until you can hear. So we're here to request an extension of a temporary appointment for office assistant Stephanie Perez. She was hired in 15-16 for a temporary project on Conservation Resources Management's Nexant database to complement the current staff of 3.5 permanent office assistants. That project is wrapping up, but we have another project about to come online for the 17-18 CRM LED streetlight installation project. So we're requesting that you extend Stephanie's eligibility so we can continue to utilize the training, experience, and networks that she's built in the year that she's been here as a temporary OA.
Board Member Sexton?
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the request for a temporary extension for Stephanie Perez, temporary office assistant, conservation resource manager.
I'm actually the supervisor. Stephanie Perez is right here, and I want to say thank you.
Yes, thank you all very much. I'm very excited to be another year with them with the Conservation Department. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So the second request for your action is a waiver of competitive examination for IT analyst senior technical, and HR analyst Lynn Stair will address the board.
I'll just stand here. Good evening. My name is Lynn Stair. I'm a human resources analyst with the Tacoma Police Department. Here requesting a waiver of or a non-competitive appointment for an IT analyst senior technical. We have an employee, Guy Bollinger, who's also here, who was hired in February of 2015 as a IT analyst senior with the Tacoma Police Department. And over the last 2 years with us, has gradually stepped up to take on more and more duties with that department, to the point where his position was reviewed and then ultimately reclassified to an IT analyst senior technical. So we're here requesting that non-competitive appointment, given that this employee has been doing the work for that position, gradually accretion of duties over the last 2 years, and given the nature of the work at police and the strict background that's involved in becoming a member of the Tacoma Police Department, even in their civilian staff, that we non-competitively appoint him to that position.
Sexton.
Okay, I'll hit my button this time. I move that we grant the waiver of competitive examination for IT analyst senior technical Guy Bollinger.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify. Any questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Guy, would you like to come?
Oh, you are here, Jerry. Really doesn't matter.
Thank you very much for your consideration and approval for this. It's been an exciting 2 years working for the police department and stepping up and making sure that their needs have been taken care of and that the officers have what they need. It's an important position to not only support the officers, but through the officers support the public. And it's been really, really fulfilling to be able to do this work, and I appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
So that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Board members, are there any comments by board members this evening? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
We have a study session. Oh, that's okay.
For all of those that are staying around for the study session, we're convening in the meeting room next door.